You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day, praise the Lord to all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you and you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Guess what? This radio station has made it possible for you and I to come together by the way of the ears, by the way over the air, so that you may be able to hear what God is saying. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the rest of the stations that has been called out. I want you to know, guess what? You are in time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, it's about time for your miracle. Because why? He's still on the throne. He's still on the throne. Good morning to all of you that's coming on by the way of Cypress audience. Mother Weaver, good morning. Sister Green, good morning. Evangelist Green, good morning. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Good morning to all of you. I want you to know God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do, because guess what? His word is above everything. Come on, every situation that you're going through, every situation that you will face, God is able to do what? Bring you out. Until God is able to bring you out right then, he's able to do what? While you yet going through it, he's able to keep you and then bring you out. Come on. It ain't going to always be like this. Come on. It won't always look like this. It won't always feel like this. Why? Because he's on the throne. Who's on the throne, Apostle? Who's on the throne, Apostle Watkins? Jesus is on the throne. Amen. Amen. And I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is believe and trust him and take him at his word, because his word is his bond and his bond is his word towards us. All you got to do is have faith and believe. Come on, come go with me to the throne of grace this morning. If you're able to bow your heads, amen. If you're able just to say a word in your heart, come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for the joy. We thank you how you kept us throughout the night while we laid down and slumbered and slept in our homes, God. You kept back the thieves and everybody that would try to come in on us, Father. You kept us covered in your blood, Father. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, because you woke us up close in our right mind with the activity of our limbs, Father. You started us on our way this morning. Some are at work, Father. Some are got business to take care of today. Doctor's appointments, God. We thank you, God. Some got things just going on, Father. And we thank you today, Father, that you give them peace in every situation. Throughout the day, God, you give them the joy that you have given unto us, God. Continually give it to them, Father. And we thank you today, Father. And we bless you today. Again, Lord, order our steps this morning. And we will follow in the order that you ordered them, Father. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Again, we say good morning to all of you. Thank God for you joining into the radio broadcast this morning. It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. You say, Apostle, I need a miracle. I need a miracle, and I need it now. I need a miracle, and I need it like yesterday. I need a miracle, and I need it right now. Guess what? He's going to answer you. Guess what? He will answer you. Come on. There's nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is believe. Excuse me. All you got to do is believe and trust him and take him at his word, because he's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He's Jehovah Shalom. Come on. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Shabbat. Hallelujah. He's whatever you will want him to be to you. Come on. The circumstance, the situation don't have you, but guess what? You got the circumstance in this situation under control. Why? Because Jesus lives, and he's on the throne and forever, O Lord, thy word is settled according to what the word say. Thy word is already settled in heaven. So guess what? You need to let the word be settled in your situation. Let the word, come on, take root. Let the word take shape, form, and fact over the situation. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless all of you. We want to say good morning. Amen. Give a good, God bless you. Shout out to Lady Watkins. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Watkins. We love you. Thank God. We thank God for our church mother. Amen. To all our prophets there at the Power of Faith and Evangelists and all the elders and all the saints of God that make up the congregation at 1219. South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Thank God for you. We want to send out our condolences to all the bereaved families. Amen. We're praying for you, Mother Weaver, in the passing of your sister-in-law. Amen. We want to pray for the Weaver family, that God will see them through, continue to see them through. Amen. Hallelujah. God can see them through, and he will see them through. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to send our condolences, amen, to the Sigler family. Amen. In the passing of Dwight Sigler. Amen. Those of you probably know him. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to send out our condolences to that family, and we want to continue to pray for them, and that God would see them through. Maybe you know somebody that I don't know. Continue to pray for them, that God would see them through this difficult time that they're going through. Amen. Somebody have already been through that. We're going to continue to pray for them and believe God. Amen. What you say about it, and believe God. Praise our God. Listen, my friends, I want you to know about this. I want you to know we have been in a 30-day prayer. 30 days of prayer. Amen. At the Power of Faith, 1219. Hallelujah. South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I'm telling you, it has been something every night. Every night we've been there in prayer. I'm telling you, excluding the weekends, amen, but the Monday through Friday, we've been there in prayer. I'm telling you, God, at 7 o'clock, God, those of you that has been tuning in, those of you have came by, hallelujah, God has been doing what he say he's going to do. Men ought to always pray and faint not by the wayside. It's no use of you fainting. It's no use of you trying to figure it out. It's no use of you just pray it out and just walk it out and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Listen, we say this. We say this. If you're going to worry, it's no need of praying. If you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. I choose to pray. I choose to pray because prayer will do what? Fix it every time. That's what the songwriters say. When you pray, you must believe, come on here, that he is going to do what you're asking him in prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. Prayer is something. Prayer is oh my God. When you can't do nothing else, come on, when you don't cry, and you know, sometimes you cry till you just don't have no more tears. Come on, when you don't exhaust your mind and worrying and trying to figure it out, come on, I want you to turn. You should always turn to prayer first before you turn to anything else, because prayer will do what worry cannot do. Uh-oh. Prayer will undo things that your natural hands cannot do. Come on, when you pray about it, when you pray about it. Songwriter wrote a song, amen, say, take your burdens to the Lord and do what? Leave them there. Hallelujah. Take your burdens to the Lord and do what? Leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will what? Surely. Yes, a guarantee. He will surely bring you out. Oh, my friends, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, God will bring you out. God will bring you out. Yes, he will. God will open up doors. Come on here. That the enemy said can't be opened. God will close doors. Hallelujah. That the enemy wants to stay open against you. God will do it. When you believe him and when you pray, take God at his word. Again, we've been in a 30-day consecration prayer at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. And we won't come out until August. Amen. It won't stop until August the 8th, if the Lord Lord's permit and say the same. Amen. Hallelujah. That Friday night, we will have a full service. Amen. We will still be in prayer, but we will have a full service because God is going to do something great. There are some things that are working out. There are some things working in. I'm telling you, I believe God. What about you? What about you? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. God bless you, daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know God can do it, Lord. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you. I know God can do it. Why? Because prayer is the key. Come on. Prayer is the key. And faith unlocks it, though. If you got enough strength to pray about it, hallelujah, the faith unlocks the door when you pray. Believe when you pray. Good morning, Apostle Jester Watkins, all the way from Georgia. My cousin, God bless you for tuning in. I'm talking about prayer will work. Prayer will work. Hallelujah. Macon, Georgia, bless you. Give the family my love. I'm talking about God. When you pray, you got to believe. When you pray, you got to know that God is able to do a scene of above all you think or ask. Come on. You can't allow the enemy to tell you that it's not going to work. You can't allow the enemy to talk to you. Come on. In the midst of when you believe in God. Again, as we said about Abraham. Come on. The Bible said Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through what? Unbelief. Come on. So when you believe in God, when you're praying to God, you must know that he is a rewarder to them that do what? Diligently seek him. You must know that he is a what? Prayer answering God. You must know that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Praise God. The scripture said, trust in the Lord and do what? Lean not to thy what? Own understanding and all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he shall do what? Direct your path. Oh, glory to God. You got to pray about it. Tell your neighbor, you got to pray about it. And everything, you got to pray about it. Hallelujah. Prayer and supplication. Come on here. Hallelujah. I'm reminded when Peter was locked in jail. Praise God. And the Bible said that the saints, praise God, pray without ceasing. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. They prayed without ceasing. That means they didn't give up. They didn't stop because of the circumstances what was facing Peter. But they kept praying. They kept bought in heaven on Peter's behalf. I need somebody to pray on my behalf. You need somebody to pray on your behalf. Because why? Prayer. Prayer will do it. Come on here. Prayer will do it. Don't discuss it. Don't get in a group and start discussing it. Don't get in a group and start worrying about it. But do what? Pray. Pray about it. Pray about it. Give it to the Lord. Allow God to do it. Allow God to fix it. God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I've done everything I know to do. But now, God, I know you can do this. I believe you can do this. I'm praying about it. Now, there comes a time when you pray. And then there comes a time after you pray, then you start thanking God. Come on, I start thanking God, start giving him praise about it. You prayed about it, now thank him about it. Come on here, hallelujah. And when you don't pray about it, now start thanking him about it. And the more you thank him, that's what they told me. That's what they told me when I was coming through. That the more you thank him, the more he'll do for you. The more you thank him, the more he'll come on in. Come on here. I invited him in, and they said, the more you tell him thank you, the more you give him glory, give him praise, he is coming in, and he's going to do exactly what you asked him to do in prayer. Come on here. I like it. Come on here. That's what we do. We don't worry as saints of God. We don't worry as saints of God. We don't walk in fear as saints of God. We don't walk in doubt. Come on here. Hallelujah. Again, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to know without a shadow of a doubt that our God, my God, help me in here today. Our God reigns. He lives. Come on. He lives. He's still on the throne. God is not going nowhere. Go here. The situation is not going to change by itself. It's going to take you believing God. The situation, come on here, is not going to overtake you. Come on here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray and do what? Cast all my cares upon him, for he what cares for me when you pray. When you pray, come on here. Again, when the saints, Peter was in jail, the Bible said they did not cease to pray. They kept praying until, hallelujah, until the angel, the Spirit of the Lord went to the jail. Come on here. Went past the guards. Come on, through the gates. Come on. Glory to God. Didn't use the keys. Didn't use the natural keys. But they used the keys of the prayer, of the power of God, and loose Peter. Come on. That's what the Bible said. When you pray, we got to believe. When you pray, we must know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm praying to a living God. I'm praying to a God that can answer. I'm praying to a God that can. You say, well, I don't see him. I don't see him. I don't know is he answering me or not. Yes, he's answering you. Come on. When you're going through and you don't know what to do, pray and ask God, Lord, bring, direct my path. Lord, give me wisdom. Tell me what to do. Come on. Tell me what to do. Hey, glory to God. Hey, Lord, my son. Anytime you acknowledge God, he's going to direct your path. He's going to direct you. How do you acknowledge God? Through prayer. How do you acknowledge God? Through his word. Come on. Hallelujah. Taking God at his word. He is who he say he is. Come on. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms. And we're just going to raise this verse right here. Praise God. We're going to dwell on it because this is what it is. In the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms, we talked about it from this before. Psalms, hallelujah. Psalms, let me see where we at here. Psalms 119 and verse 30, verse 89. Forever, listen, forever, the word of God, the word of God is not going nowhere. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word, come on. I'm going to say it again. We got to get this in you. You got to get this in you. We were just sharing yesterday with the saints and some of the members. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the generation now. When the older saints were coming, they was the generation, but they was preparing ground for us. Now we become that generation. Praise our God. So we got to instill this into the ones that's coming up behind us. You got to have a prayer life. Come on. You got to have a prayer life. You can't have a social media life. Come on. You got to have a prayer life. You got to have a fasting life. Come on. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Things are going to come up on the earth. And if you're not prayed up and you're not word up, guess what? You ain't going to make it. I'm just being honest. You ain't going to make it. Why? Because you didn't take time to pray. You're going to be like, what, the five foolish that took their lamps and took no oil. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't be like the five foolish. Be like the five wise. Come on. They took their lamps and oil. The son say, keep oil in your vessel. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Why? Because the bridegroom is coming sooner than we think. So what we got to do is we got to continue to pray. It says again, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. It's settled. Come on. When you pray, you got to know that the word is settled on that situation. Presence. Oh, my God. For he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on, when you're in trouble, you don't pray about it. For he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on, he's right there with you. He's right there to do what? Lead you. He's right there to do what? Guide you. He's right there to do what? Bring you out. He's right there. Come on here to turn the circumstance and the situation around. Do not fret when you pray. Do not doubt when you pray. Do not give up when you pray. Come on, hallelujah. Be fervent in prayer. Come on here. Be strong in prayer. Be diligent in prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. Let them say every time I turn around, you always praying about something. Yes. He said, in all thy ways. In all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him. And he's going to do what? Direct my path. So I have to pray. You have to pray. We can't live without praying. We can't exist without praying. We cannot live without this word. Come on here. Because the Bible says, without me, you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. You think you got up this morning on your own. You think you woke yourself up. It wasn't your alarm clock. You set it. Yes. You set the alarm clock. Come on. Sometimes the alarm clock go off and you don't even hear it. Can I get a witness? Somebody. Come on. Then you forget to set the alarm clock. But God's grace and his mercy touch you and still wake you up. Sometimes he wake you up before the alarm clock. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what I'm saying. We've got to be fervent in prayer. We can't give up because guess what? It does not look like it's working out on this Monday morning. Hallelujah. On this Monday morning. Hallelujah. July the 7th. You can't give up this morning. You can't give out this morning because Jesus, our God, he reigns and he lives forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled and faithful, hallelujah, until all. Oh, my God. His word is faithful to us. It's faithful to us. It's faithful to you. It's faithful to me. No matter what we are yet going through, the word is faithful. No matter what it looks like, Sister McClarity, the word of God is faithful. Good morning. I'm telling you, you got to stand in there. Come on. You can't hang in there. You got to stand in there forever, oh Lord. That word is what? Hallelujah. Settled. It's done. It's over with. It ain't up for discussion because guess what? God's word. God's word, come on, excuse me. God's word through prayer have taught me. God's word through prayer have taught you. Come on, God's word through prayer has did what? Established you. God's word, glory to God, has did what? Put you in a place, a posture of prayer. Why? Because we believe God. We believe God no matter what it looks like. A true saint, I ain't talking about an ain't, a true saint. I ain't talking about, well, just go by the building every now and then just because the choir's ain't good, because the man, oh, he got a good hope and a good ooh, holler. I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about a true saint that know when we pray, we believe God and take him at his word. Things, situation, policies, rules has to change. Why? Because prayer brings me in covenant with God. Prayer brings me in covenant with God. Hallelujah. You're in covenant with God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Elder Sam Lee Parker, bless you. God bless you. I'm telling you, God will do it. When you pray, God will change things. He wants to hear you in prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. God wants to meet you in prayer. He want to meet you right there when you begin to pray, when you begin to cast your cares, when you begin to cry out to him. Come on, we need to go back. Amen. Hallelujah. The song say, let us all go back to the old landmark. We need to go back. When I say go back, I'm talking about go back to where we believe God. Remember when you first got saved? Do I have any witnesses out there this morning? Remember when you first got saved? Oh, it wasn't hard for you to pray. It wasn't hard for you to believe. Oh, my God. Oh, you just prayed and you just went on. Why? Because you knew at that time God was going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. You didn't care what came against you. I prayed about it. Come on. I prayed about it. Come on. I'll talk about it later. I don't pray about it. I'll talk about it later. I'm giving him thanks. I'm giving him praise because of what he have done through prayer. Prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves. Come on here. Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Only then will I hear from heaven and I will do what? Heal their land. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take prayer. Hallelujah. You can't do it by no steps and take these steps and do this by steps. No, you can't. Praise God. I'm just being honest to you. Come on. You can take the steps, but if you don't take it in prayer, if you can do what they say, if you don't operate it in prayer and pray about it and ask God, it's not going to do you no good. You'll end up taking steps again. So guess what? Why are you taking the step? Come on. You know, I haven't seen it scripture, Bible based. They say if you take one step, God take two. That's what they say. I haven't read that Bible based on the base. But I have read this about if you pray and you believe, you have what you say. Come on. You have what you ask God in prayer. Come on. So we got to be careful what we're doing. We got to pray. We can't pray in a mist. Come on. You ain't got time. You ain't got time to miss right now. You got to be very accurate. Come on. You got to be very accurate. You got to be very strong in your prayer life. You got to be very strong in your word life because the enemy will, and I'm not glorifying the enemy will come according to what the word said. The enemy will come and try to throw something in there to make you doubt and to make you give up on God. Again, in the book of Psalms right here, hallelujah, Psalms, hallelujah. He said, forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. It's settled. in heaven. The word is settled in heaven. Our prayer is settled when you get into prayer. Come on. And when you're there in prayer, I don't care what the enemy would try to bring against you. I already know that the enemy going to try to come. It ain't nothing new, thinking not strange, concerning the fiery trials which come to try you as though some strange things have happened unto you. The enemy is going to try to come to bombard you, to take your faith, to take your prayer life. You can lose some other things and some friends, but don't lose your prayer life. Don't lose your word life. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy tell you, oh, it ain't working. You praying and praying. Ain't nothing happening. Don't let the enemy tell you, you're not coming out. Come on. You got to start talking back to that. You got to start talking back to him like Jesus did. Jesus said, get thee behind me. Come on. You got to let the enemy, you got to let the devil know that you don't have the authority. You don't have the power. You don't have the rights and the ability and the capable enough to come over and take over a prayer person when a person is praying. Come on. Remember when Jesus, he said he was led up into the wilderness after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Come on. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and I'm quite sure he was praying. Come on. The Bible says he was led in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones. See, Satan know who you are. Uh-oh, that was good right there. I'm about to get up from here. Satan know who you are. If you in prayer and you fervent in his word, because his word is ever always settled, already settled in heaven, Satan know who you are. He know who he can mess with. He know, come on, this is why he couldn't attack Job without permission. Because guess what? Satan know who Job was. Because read what the Bible said. Jesus said, asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Yes, he did. But he said, I can't get to him. Oh, my God. Come on, people, the people of God. When you pray, we got to know who we are. Come on, people of God. When we use this word, we got to know who we are. You got to know who you are today. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. That situation cannot overtake you when you praying and you are in the word of God. Come on. You got to let it go. You got to give up. Ain't nobody preaching a condemnation. I'm telling you, when you pray, sincere prayer. Ooh, hallelujah. Forever, oh Lord, that word is settled. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now faithfulness is upon all. Oh, those we just trust. We trust in you, God. When you trust in God, and you leaning not to your own understanding, the prayer you have prayed, come on here. Why you think we're existing now? Because somebody prayed for us, and we sang the song, took the time out and prayed for us. Come on. Somebody that know and believe the words of prayer. Now, back in my days, the original church, they would say this after they finished. How many of you know about devotion service? Now they call it praise team service. And they got so many on the praise team, it'd be a choir. So back in my days, it was devotion service. And we would have testimony service. And then one person would testify. And they would say this, those of you that can get a prayer through. Oh, I wish I had some witnesses out there this morning. Those of you that can, everybody can't get a prayer through. Oh, my God. You better know when you're calling into these line prayer lines and talking about people praying for you, they can't get it. Everybody can't get a prayer through because some prayers God don't even answer people. Uh-oh. They would say those of you that know the word of prayer and those of you that can get a prayer through, what? Pray my joy in the Lord. Come on. Pray my strength in the Lord. You better know who you're connecting up when you begin to get people to pray for you because prayer is very serious. Prayer is very powerful. Prayer can move some stuff that you cannot move in your natural ability. Oh, my goodness. And they would say that at the end of their testimony. Those of you that know the word of prayer, those of you that can get a prayer through, pray my joy in the Lord. Because guess what? Any two touch and agree when we pray, we believe. Come on here. I believe you can get a prayer through if you're walking right. I believe if you're living right, you can get a prayer through. Because God don't hear everybody's prayer. Uh-oh. God don't hear everybody's prayer. Oh, I might get some feedback about this. God do not hear everybody's prayer. And people that say, oh, I'm praying and I'm doing this and I'm